If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stephon Diggs, can he be a top five wide receiver? The question is, are you digging Diggs? We'll find out right now on the Razzball Fantasy Football Channel. What's up, everybody? I'm your host for today. My name is Sky Guasco. You can find me on Twitter at Sky Guasco. That's SKYGUASCO. Joined by my man, Donkey Teeth. You can find him on Twitter as well at DonkeyTeeth87. Sitting in for the big man today. I have the rare honor of sitting in for Bobby LaMarco, great friend of me, of course. I'm usually on the other side of the microphone as the co-host, but today I get to be in the hot seat. I'm very excited to take it off. We'll give the boss a break here. Enjoy some sunny weather down in San Diego. So very stoked to be hosting today. We got DT on to talk about our 10 to 6 wide receivers. We'll see who DT has at number 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6 at the wide receiver position in fantasy football. Before we get started, of course, we want to make sure that you're subscribing right here to the Razzball Fantasy Football Networks. We're all over the place. Razzball Fantasy is where you can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Twitter as well. Got the YouTube channel growing. We're approaching 1,000 subscribers. Very stoked about that. We got the Razz Bowl coming up. Might sound familiar. I'll have DT kind of break that down in just a second. And of course, you can find all of our hosts on the baseball side as well. Hockey, basketball, football. We got it all right here at Razzball. Very excited to get down with DT today. DT, my man, nice to be back on with you. I've been out for a couple of weeks just doing some life stuff, but very stoked to be back in the saddle and in the hosting chair today. How are you doing, my man?
I'm great. It's finally good to finally do a show one-on-one with you here, Sky. Bobby, yeah, he's taking a little break. I think he's actually in Austin. I think he said something about a bachelor party or something. I want to say that's what he's doing. But yeah, he's down in Austin, so we'll take over. You know, Razzball, we just we put up a post earlier this week, Sky, and all the fans listening can go out and sign up and put their names into the fan lottery. You get a chance to play against some of the biggest names in the industry. Last year, I want to say we had like 24 leagues or something like that, 12-team leagues. Great thing about the Razzball, it's a better ball format, very low maintenance. If you don't want to have to set another one of those lineups, you don't have to, at least for 10 weeks. If you make the playoffs, then you got to start setting the lineup. Very limited in-season fab budget as well. So it's really fun. You get to draft against some of the best guys in the industry. Andy Behrens, Heath Cummings, Adam Azer, Sky Guasco, Donkey Teeth.
I love it. Really looking forward to it. And of course, there's a lot of great platforms out there. And of course, it's Scott Fishbowl season. We want to give him a big shout out for what he does in the fantasy community, but also the Razzball and the idea of better ball. I think that's so fun. That's a kind of a newer landscape here for the postseason. We'll spice it up a bit. Well, regardless if he's in getting a suntan or a sunburn, I should say, in San Diego or Texas, where they're hooking the Longhorns. We want to give our boy Bobby LaMarco a big shout out. Of course, you can find him on Twitter as well at Bobby LaMarco. All right, y'all, we buried the lead long enough. Let's get into a DT. We got 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6 ranked wide receivers. You can pick your format. You can let me know how you broke all these things down. But let's get into it here, man. Who do you have at number 10 as of right now heading into August?
Yeah, so number 10, Sky, Tyreek Hill. You know, he's found a new home down in sunny Miami with the Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa. You know, it feels really weird ranking Tyreek Hill this low after being so good for his entire career. But I mean, the elephant in the room, right? He doesn't have Patrick Mahomes anymore. So, yeah, as much as I like Tua, there's just a lot of unknown. There's a lot of risk. And we all know that the upside of Tyreek, you know, if Tua and the Miami offense reaches, you know, top 5% outcome for them, then absolutely Tyreek Hill can put up that number one wide receiver fantasy numbers like he has in the past with the Chiefs. I'm just not banking on that. And in fact, I think that there's really a decent chance that Jalen Waddle, with his now kind of chemistry he's already built with Tua, could be the more valuable fantasy receiver coming into year two. And that's going to be probably a pretty hot take. But, you know, wide receivers coming into new homes out of free agency, sometimes they struggle, sometimes they don't. I'm a little bit concerned about Tyreek personally. You know, I've never had great vibes for him. You know, there's the off the field kind of stuff. I just kind of get Antonio Brown type vibes from him. And you know, that's not something that you can really substantiate with data. It's just kind of a gut feel. Of course, he could be the number one wide receiver. What's your take here, Sky?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Antonio Brown is a depending on which AB you're referring to, is either a monumental comparison, one of the best fantasy receivers of all time, or the last few seasons, which hopefully Tyreek will not go that direction. But of course, a number of years ago, he was headed that direction. A couple questions here for you on Tyreek Hill specifically. We know that he transferred from Mahomes to Tua. That's a downgrade no matter how you slice it. The team for the Chiefs, the offensive coordinator, the play calling for the Chiefs to the Dolphins, downgrade. Love my man McDaniel, but it's going to be different. They're going to run the ball a lot. They're not going to be pass first in Miami. They have a pretty even division. Of course, they got the Bills defense, the Jets defense that's improved, and you can never count out Bill Belichick as well. Question here, his teammate Jalen Waddle, also on the Razzball ADP tool, which of course we recommend everybody listening to go check out on Razzball.com. You can check it out here. Looks like Jalen Waddle is number 14 on consensus ranking right now in half PPR. And Tyreek is actually two spots higher per the consensus average, DT, than you have them. So you actually have Tyreek in between where he's ranked at number 8 in consensus and his teammate Jalen Waddle. So you're about two spots lower than him.
Yeah, so really not that much lower than the consensus. It's that kind of ballpark. And I think it makes sense why he's going there. You know, he had 159 targets last year. I don't think that that's going to be repeatable in the Miami offense.
Not a chance.
The year before that, he had 135. He had 137 in 2018, the previous healthy season. So I'm just not sure that those are going to be repeatable numbers in this offense.
I agree. Well, we're going to have to bank on yards after catch in that offense too. And Jalen Waddle had over 100 targets himself as well.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
All right, Tyreek Hill, number 10. Who you got at number 9, DT?
Oh, so this one's going to be a pretty hot take, and I got a text message from Bobby LaMarco last night when he was putting together the visuals for this show, because, you know, he's the MVP. He does all the little things for us. this was his favorite ranking. He thought it was a bit saucy, and honestly, I hadn't even really looked that close at ADPs when I was doing these rankings. But Mike Williams, man. I love Mike Williams, and you know, I was kind of shocked to see how low he was in ADP. I think if you go over to Razzball and look at our awesome consensus ADP tool, you'll see that he's actually the 19th wide receiver off the board. So, yeah, the headline probably should have been something about my ridiculous Mike Williams ranking. But the thing here, Sky, and I remember talking about this last season when it was happening, because it was going totally under the radar. The media just was not publicizing this, but Mike Williams was dealing with a knee injury. So he exploded. I'm sure you remember, he had the first 5 weeks, he was like number one wide receiver. He had 6 touchdowns or something like that. Him and Herbert were just going off. And Then he had a little bit of a knee injury. It looked like he might be out for a while, and he actually ended up battling through it and continuing to play. And he went on a pretty cold streak there. And, you know, it lingered for a while. He had, I want to say it was a 4 or 5 game stretch where he really didn't do much from, week 6 through week 10. And then he started to pick it back up. There, you know, there was another dud in there, but he finished the season really strong in the final 2 weeks. And I think that connection with Herbert that we saw in the early season, that's the true Mike Williams. Now, of course, the fair rebuttal here would be, can Mike Williams actually stay healthy for a full season? You know, he's had plenty of injuries in his career, but if he does, you know, that upside is there for him to be a top five wide receiver. We saw it in those first 5 games. He's an absolute monster in the red zone. And actually, I put something about this in my top 10 wide receivers article. So he only caught 32% of his red zone targets last year. He had 22 red zone targets, which was the 10th most in the league. And he only caught 7 of those, and only 4 of them were touchdowns. So, if those numbers normalize, there's no reason to think that he wouldn't catch at least half of those from Justin Herbert. I think we're going to see a big season from Mike Williams. What's your feeling on Mike Williams, Sky?
Totally agree. Love Mike Williams. Just has to stay healthy. It's rough watching him play because every single catch, he seems to have like a jump 5 feet in the air, land on his shoulder, leave halfway through, whatever. And of course, I mean, look, I know people are down on Keenan Allen this year. It seems like the conversation is, I should say, in the consensus on Razzball, he's number 10. Keenan Allen is, and you already mentioned Mike Williams, 19. So DT, I'm with you. I don't know about number 9. That is spicy, but I do like Mike Williams much higher than 19 in consensus. But Keenan Allen's not going anywhere. He's got the PPR machine. But the touchdown upside, of course, is with Mike Williams and, of course, my boy Justin Herbert. So I love this. Just got to keep him healthy. I love my Clemson wide receivers. Let's get into number 8.
So number 8, CeeDee Lamb was everybody's darling last season. He disappointed a little bit. But he still finished the season as wide receiver 17. Now I think the big news here to focus on is Amari Cooper leaving town. That opens up a lot of targets. He averaged 118 targets per game over the last 3 seasons. I think a lot of those are going to end up funneling to CeeDee Lamb. I don't think all those are going to go to Michael Gallup and James Washington. So I wouldn't be surprised if, 30 to 40 of those ended up in CeeDee Lamb's direction. He only caught 6 touchdowns last year. You know, again, qualifier of health, which we can say with all of these players, but Dak Prescott is going to throw a ton. That's a high-powered offense that he's in. A lot of targets opening up. We know CeeDee Lamb, he's right up there with the most talented wide receivers in the league. Again, there's no reason to think that he can't be up there in that top-tier fantasy wide receivers this season.
Totally agree. And let's not forget, 2 years ago, before Dak broke his ankle, he was on pace for 6,000 yards, ladies and gentlemen. So
right, and CeeDee Lamb in his rookie season that year looked phenomenal before that injury to Dak.
100%. And I'm not as down on Zeke as everybody else is overall, but Zeke is not prime Zeke anymore, and we'll see if Tony Pollard is really the truth. But you're right, behind CeeDee Lamb, I like Michael Gallup, but coming off a torn ACL, we'll see what happens. The consensus has him at number 6. DT, you're a little bit lower at number 8. Who do you have at number 7?
Number 7, actually, I suppose this is actually the hottest take, isn't it? Where is that? Yeah, DK Metcalf is actually even a little hotter take than Mike Williams. I've got DK up here. He's going off the board as the number 18 wide receiver. I've got him at number 7. I've always had a thing for DK Metcalf. I don't know if it's the muscles. I mean, he looks great without his shirt on. I do tend to put a little weight in that in my rankings, You can't blame me for that. But in all seriousness, Geno Smith, I don't think he's as bad as everybody else thinks. He looked really good for his time, a little bit of the time that he filled in for Russell Wilson last year. Even if Geno Smith is the worst version of himself, I still think DK Metcalf with his physical gifts can put up wide receiver 1 numbers with any quarterback in the league. But I actually am very optimistic on Geno Smith. I think Pete Carroll is too. I think that was a big part of the reason that he wasn't afraid to let Russell Wilson go, and they haven't made a move for, a bona fide quarterback to fill in. So I think DK Metcalf is going to be just fine, and we've got a really, really nice buying opportunity this season.
Yeah, we'll see too. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo just was kind of allowed to, quote unquote, kind of seek trades as well. So for him to go to the Northwest would not be shocking there. And if the Seahawks get Jimmy Garoppolo, he's not amazing for fantasy, but he can feed wide receivers. We saw what Debo was able to do last year. So much more efficient with Geno Smith than Russell Wilson last year, DK Metcalf, and you're absolutely right. He get the ball in his hands. He's a beast. I love that. All right, man, let's get to it here. Before we get into the top five, who do you have at number six?
Number six, Stephon Diggs. And actually, we already went through the top five, Sky, last show. Bobby didn't clue you in on that. But yeah, we already hit on the top five. So we were just doing 6 through 10 here. And number six is Stephon Diggs. And, you know, I think he's going off the board at number five. So this isn't really, this isn't that spicy compared to the other rankings in here. I kind of feel like we know what we're getting with Diggs and Josh Allen at this point. They hit it off from the start in that first season 2 years ago. Cooled a little bit last year. Diggs still finished as the number seven wide receiver in half PPR formats, which these rankings are for. I think you mentioned that off the top, Sky. It did take a career high of 10 receiving touchdowns for him to just to finish as the number seven wide receiver last year after I think he was number two or number three in the previous season. So, it was a career high 10 touchdowns, but there's no reason to think that he can't do that again. I mean, Josh Allen loves to look at Stephon Diggs when they get down there. I guess the only concern is Josh Allen rushing for those touchdowns versus throwing it Diggs' way. But, he had 22 red zone targets in 2020, followed by 33 last year. So he peppers him down there.
He does. And, the fantasy industry is hot for Gabriel Davis, and rightfully so. He had an incredible playoff season, and he's a great player on the rise. But let's make no mistake, the bona fide number one is Stephon Diggs. And again, the run game, Devin Singletary finished very strong, top three in various formats down the stretch last year. They get James Cook in there, which I like as well. But, you know, the focus for the Bills is going to be throwing the ball. Now, the question, though, and we brought this up with continuity earlier with Tyreek Hill as well, and DK Metcalf. Bobby and I talk about continuity over the last couple of years. It matters so much in the offense, the coordinators, the scheme, what have you. Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen have that continuity. But Brian Daboll now goes over to the Giants. So how much is that going to change the play calling and timing and everything else? I think that they'll be fine, but that is something that I might keep. When you're talking about a borderline top five wide receiver, those are things I want to keep in locks.
All right, I think it's – go ahead. I was just going to say, Sky, I think it is one of those things where you've got – a wide receiver and quarterback that are on such the same page that it's not going to affect them. I kind of tend to agree with you there.
Totally agree. And hyper-targeted, you love that. So he's a volume receiver, also big play receiver, and of course, those red zone targets. DT, before we get out of here, quickly, I'll put you on the spot here. Are there maybe two or three names outside of your top 10 currently heading into August? Of course, we got another couple of weeks until we're really in heavy draft season. Are there maybe two or three names just bubbling on your 11, 12, 13, 15 range that might creep into the top 10 depending on circumstances, or could one of these guys in the top 10 potentially fall out depending on circumstances?
Yeah. Well, actually back to back, I had the Miami guys. I had Jalen Waddle at 11. So, which is only one spot ahead of ADP. I could definitely see him jumping Tyreek based on, positive training camp reports, a good preseason. Mike Evans is the guy that I think I snubbed relative to ADP. So yeah, I have a hard time with Mike Evans. Love-hate relationship. I mean, I do love the player. He's a phenomenal receiver, but he's so hit or miss, which I guess you could say the same thing about Mike Williams. He's been pretty hit or miss too. But, I don't know. I've always had a thing against Mike Williams or against Mike Evans. Maybe I need to consider bumping him up there if him and Tom Brady are connecting like they have been in the past. But I think Waddle's the one guy that I'm going to be looking at pretty closely.
I hear it. And ironically, in the last 2 years, the Chargers and the Buccaneers are number one and two in pass plays per game. Mike Williams, Mike Evans, but Mike Williams is the number two probably to at least to start the season behind Keenan Allen, whereas Mike Evans, the clear number one, especially without Chris Godwin there with Tom Brady. DT, absolute pleasure, man. It was great locking it down for you with the top 6 to 10 wide receivers. Of course, you can check out 1 to 5 as well right here on the Razzball Fantasy Football channel on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe. Follow DT as well on Twitter, DonkeyTeeth87. You can follow me on Twitter as well, Sky Guasco, and of course, the masterful host, Bobby LaMarco. We will catch you next time. Very excited to be back here on the Razzball Fantasy Football Channel. It's been quite a while, but we'll catch you next time. Y'all be good.
Thanks, Sky.